This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. With news that Facebook is giving researchers, quote, full access for election studies. Despite privacy concerns, the effort aims to shed light on the social media giant's practices. The details, but first, BeastTech Headlines. Broadcom has agreed to buy software company CA Technologies for $18.9 billion, a surprise move that would take the chip-making giant in a new direction. The proposed deal is said to help Broadcom expand in a total market for infrastructure technology that amounts to $200 billion, about triple the size of its current opportunity. Broadcom makes chips for Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and GPS connectivity in smartphones, as well as components for wired networks and data storage. Uber is cutting more than 100 test driver jobs from its autonomous vehicle program in Pittsburgh and San Francisco, months after a fatal crash involving one of the robot cars. Uber explained the move by saying it wants to focus more on highly trained drivers that it's dubbing mission specialists. In May, the company eliminated about 300 similar jobs in Tempe, Arizona, the site of the crash that killed a pedestrian. Uber said it would be hiring 55 mission specialists who are more extensively trained and could draw from its existing pool of safety drivers. And did your Twitter followers drop? That might not be an accident. Twitter follower numbers have dropped as the company removes locked accounts. It's removing accounts that have been flagged due to an unusual change in behavior, such as the sudden sharing of misleading links and other types of problematic content. Here's a stat. Removing the locked accounts will reduce follower counts by about 6% across the service. Coming up, Facebook continues its transparency efforts, giving full access to researchers for special election studies. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Facebook will give newly formed groups of academics full access to data on its 2.2 billion users for the purpose of identifying areas of research about the effects of social media on elections and democracy. Let's get the latest. Joining us now from San Francisco with more is the Wall Street Journal's Douglas McMillan. Hey, Douglas.
Hi, Tanya.
So first off, this seems to really continue Facebook's big effort to show that it's serious about transparency and it has a real commitment to stamping out these abuses and really trying to get to the bottom of how to do so.
Yeah, they've been under the spotlight this year for a few different issues, but one of them is their platform's role in potentially the influence of foreign actors and Russian actors in manipulating the U.S. elections. You know, as Mark Zuckerberg testified when he went before Congress just a couple months ago, this is something that Facebook is trying to get their arms around and trying to figure out how they can, you know, prevent future bad actors from influencing people in their platform. But part of that is, you know, working with smart people outside of Facebook. So this is one of the first major attempts by Facebook to hand a bunch of data and information about how its social network functions and has functioned over the past year to outside researchers. And to do that, they're, you know, placing a lot of trust and faith in these outside researchers to handle private, you know, user data appropriately and to try to figure out some really hard answers to really hard questions that Facebook itself hasn't been able to figure out, which is how do we stop fake news? How do we rein in this problem of fake news?
Right. So in particular, you note that it's a newly formed group of academics. I'd love to hear a little bit more about who these researchers are and how they'll work with Facebook to retrieve this data.
Yeah, so it's a really interesting group. It was formed, co-founded by a professor of social science at Harvard who has teamed up with a group of other, you know, really kind of esteemed, experienced social science researchers. They've gotten funding from a broad cross-section of some of the biggest names that you have heard of in kind of nonprofit endowment funding. It includes names on the left and the right and across kind of a spectrum of backers. It includes the Koch Foundation and includes the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation. So a lot of kind of variety of funding. And, you know, we were seeing kind of they have gotten a broad cross-section of support for this issue because they see this issue as something been affecting all Americans.
Right. So obviously, I think most Americans are with the program, that it is for a good cause. But has Facebook reassured the 2.2 billion of users that this whole full access thing won't impact negatively on their privacy? That's such a, you know, hot button issue right now.
Yeah, the timing is very awkward for Facebook because they actually struck this deal with this group within the same days that the Cambridge Analytica scandal broke a few months ago.
Wow.
That, as you know, was this incident where an academic researcher at University of Cambridge got a hold of data on tens of millions of Facebook users and used that in a way that those users did not know was happening, and eventually, you know, sold that data to a firm that was working with the Trump campaign. So this launched an entire kind of scandal around who has access to what Facebook user data, what they're doing with it. And at the heart of it was you have this, you know, university researcher who initially gathered this data. So clearly, there are a lot of alarm bells going off when Facebook comes out and announces that they are working with university researchers to give them a bunch of, you know, unfettered access to data. What's different here is that, you know, they are saying that they're implementing a lot of very strict controls around how these researchers can access the data. They're going to be, you know, carefully monitoring, you know, what data is leaving Facebook. And actually, I'm told that most of this data will reside on Facebook's servers as kind of a special server that's dedicated to these researchers. So actually will not physically leave Facebook's computers. But I think, you know, this is the time for people to ask questions about who are you trusting? Who are these people that you are trusting? And why are you trusting them when we've already seen an instance when an academic researcher has, you know, abused the trust that Facebook has placed in them?
Right, exactly. Douglas McMillan, thanks as always.
Okay, thanks, Tanya.
For more on Wall Street Journal reporter Douglas McMillan's article, head to WSJ.com/tech. Ending this tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.